Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, have you ever had anyone write a song about you?
I don't think so, Patrick. How about you?
No, I don't think so either, but I did have to write a song about someone once.
Really? Why is that?
Well, it was a court order. I had to write a song called The Ballad of This Really Nice Judge. Makes no sense.
Okay, Patrick, it's Friday.
It is Friday, end of the week.
It's Friday, and one thing we have discussed off and on here on the podcast is about how time is sort of getting away from us or losing meaning. The sense of time has just changed during the pandemic because you don't have those normal sort of weekly routines like you used to have, right? And you even mentioned yesterday that the until recently, the lack of sports has also affected that sort of inner clock, right?
Completely.
Yeah. So it's good to see some of that coming back. I find with sports too, and I'm happy that there's at least a few things to watch now, because even if I'm not actively watching it, sometimes I just like to have it on. It's comforting somehow.
Absolutely,
to have a sporting event on in the background. I don't know what it is, right? But I like that.
There's something about that. You know, that it's taking place and you know, that people are out there, that gives you a sense of stability. So it's nice.
Yeah. It makes you feel like the world is somehow active in some way, that there's light, there's life, there's active life somewhere out there, right?
Yeah. A sense of normalcy going somewhere.
So anyway, there's all that. But one of the ways that we here, Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
One of the ways that we have maintained some sanity through this time, and it relates to sort of the, you know, weekly routine, is we started hosting every Friday night these little like song circles on Zoom. And we call it the Friday Night Hootenanny. And it's not specifically tied to the podcast in the sense that we don't record those sessions to go out, you know, on the normal, you know, podcast platforms or even YouTube or anything like that. We just do it just to do it, right? We just do it for fun and to give people something that hopefully just kind of lifts their spirits a little bit. And that's about it. I'm trying to even remember how it started. Like, I know, because you used to, you used to have Friday band rehearsal every week with your band. And so you couldn't do that anymore. And so I think maybe, as I recall, I think it happened really quickly where we just like landed on this idea. Well, what if we just, instead of your band rehearsal, you could, you know, you and others could just play some music over the video conference, right? That was pretty much it.
And I know you had jumped on the idea real early that was going to be something, because I know you had some concert tickets purchased, and you and I had tickets. We were going to go up to in March, I think, to go up and see $75 Bill play up in Baltimore. Like we had, and you quickly realized, well, there is not going to be live music for quite a while, and so that was a great idea and great foresight.
Yeah, it's been, and it has helped with that too, that the inability to go to shows. You know, it's sort of like, you know, nature finds a way, right? You create something to fill that void. And it's been great. So,
really,
I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One is today is Friday, which means we'll be doing it tonight, and we're going to keep these going until, you know, the world sort of returns to, you know, kind of a more of a real sense of normalcy, and you start your band practices again and all that kind of stuff. That'll be the time, right?
That's
when that happens,
then we'll know.
But until then, we're going to keep doing this every Friday, and I encourage people, listeners, to just, you know, join in. I don't know. I think the people who have come on a regular or semi-regular basis really seem to enjoy it.
Yes.
It's very loose. It's even looser than this podcast, if you can imagine that. It's, you know, you don't have to play anything. You can just come and watch. If you want to, you know, just kind of just talk in between songs, we encourage people to just have, you know, a conversation with the group about whatever they're doing or cool stuff they've discovered or whatever. It's really just that loose, and you can come for part of it. You can come late. You can leave early, whatever, you know, just, you know, so I encourage you, we would love to have you. We would love to see you. We would love to talk with you. and I think you're going to enjoy the music that people play. And it has grown, not I don't mean like in terms of volume, but it has grown sort of creatively, I think.
Yeah.
Since we started too, like people are finding new ways to, you know, to perform or express themselves or things like that. It's really been quite heartening.
It really has. And it's also developed in such a friendly, organic kind of a way. You know, we've just sort of said, you know, there's no rules here. Everybody just show up and do whatever. And it's some amazing stuff has happened during it. We've met some people, yeah, you know, that we didn't know before who've come on and played. And we've had a couple of people who've been guests on the show come on and appear. And it's just been, yeah, really cool. I just love the way it's just so organically developing into this organism of its own, which is special.
Yes, it's kind of taken on just a whole life of its own, yeah, right? And mm-hmm. I also tell people too, if you know, totally worth the price of admission, which is nothing, by the way, but totally worth the price of admission is to see this young singer, Nora Hyman, who has discovered these sessions and come on and played like original songs for us. And incredible. She's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah. Really, really, really immensely talented. And she's someone who, you know, had her own little group and they weren't able to rehearse. And, you know, she just, I love that everybody has accepted her and just really been so supportive of her talent, which is enormous. I mean, her voice and ability to write songs is incredible. Every week it's like, yeah, just wrote another song this week. I think I wrote three. And then here comes this amazing tune.
Last week she wrote a song and performed it in French.
In French, yeah. Now she's starting to rub her noses in it. That was a little crossing the line. Right.
So anyway, so all of this happens and, you know, like I said, come on and join us. The easiest thing to do, because it requires, you know, going to Zoom, right? And yep. I assume most people understand what that is now. It's a video conference platform and it's free. I think you do have to like sign up or something. But yep. Anyway, all you got to do to get in on this, it's every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And it goes for like 3 hours. You don't have to mm-hmm. be part of the whole thing, but, you know, pop in, say hi. The way to get the link is the easiest way is to sign up for our newsletter. So go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, mm-hmm. put in your email address, and then every Friday, not only will you get our newsletter, which we, you know, not bragging here, but we find it to be wildly entertaining in and of itself, but then also the Zoom link is in the newsletter. So that's it.
Yes.
You just click on that. You do that. If you don't want to do that for whatever reason, that's fine too. You can also get the link to the Friday Night Hootenanny. You can get it through our social media, or just message us. Just say, what's the link?
Yeah.
And we'll send it to you. So, you know, there's lots of things you can do there. So if you want, you know, just email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those @suburbspod, and we'll get it to you. We want you to be involved. So anyway.
Very much.
All right. Now, here's the second part of what I'm talking about here is you mentioned that this has sort of grown organically and developed in ways that I think you and I could not have even foreseen, right?
Totally.
No. I kind of pictured that it would be, you know, five or six people, you know, playing cover songs or whatever, and that yeah. would kind of be that. It's really grown into like a much bigger thing, and has like its own little, like, you know, jokes and traditions now and all kinds of stuff,
really,
right?
Does, yeah.
So much so that one of our listeners, Stephen Rowledge in Scotland, mm-hmm. who, by the way, joins many of the Friday Night Hootenannies, even though it's the middle of the night,
which is unbelievable,
in Scotland,
to begin
right?
with. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he performs and he is really fantastic. He's a great guitarist. He says he's not a very good singer. I think he sounds good, but,
awesome.
But he's really great. And he's, you know, trying not to like wake up his wife when he like plays these amazing songs. But anyway, he wrote a song about the Friday Night Hootenanny, Patrick.
Yes, he did.
He did. And he performed that for us live. And I was just, my mind was blown. It was crazy. I think it was on the one episode that you missed.
That's right.
Because you were dealing mm-hmm. with dad business out in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And so you had to miss it. And he premiered the song then, and you got to watch it through, like, you know, the like sort of internal recording that we make of the show. So you got to see that. But then when you came back on the next week, we asked him to play it again so you could hear it for real. And he played this song. And then he went ahead and recorded a proper version of this song, which we are going to play for you on this episode today. Okay.
Beautiful. And I hope you guys like it as much as we do. It's just really cool and really creative. And I can't thank Stephen enough for not only the song, but everything he's done for our podcast and our community.
So Stephen also sent a little audio file to us where he explains sort of like how the song came together. And one of the things that's really cool about the song too, is he goes through as a point in it where he name checks a lot of people who are part of the Suburbs Pod community.
Yep.
And some of these names, you know, regular listeners will recognize too. Some of them you may not get the reference, but that's okay. The point is it all fits in some way. It all comes together in this like puzzle. And I'm just so impressed by like the detail, the level of detail that's included in this song. It's really, it's quite amazing. The first time I heard it, I really like my eyes welled up a bit. Yeah. I just couldn't believe that this was happening. Right. So anyway, so let's hear Stephen talk about it.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in with a short message about the origins of what became the Ballad of the Hootenanny. Putting aside the somewhat surreal fact that I'm sending a message into the podcast about a song that I wrote myself, here is the background. I was a latecomer to the Friday night Hootenanny, mainly due to the time zone issues. 8 p.m. Eastern is 1 a.m. British summertime, and that means that it wraps up normally between 3 and 4 a.m. here. However, mainly thanks to Mike Wagner's encouragement, and more on that later, I finally made it along and was so glad that I did. The community feel, as well as the live music that the many talented listeners and special guests perform, as well as the general hilarity that ensues, made a real highlight of that week. I did perform a couple of songs and was overwhelmed by the positive reaction. I know that I can't sing, and whilst I'll admit that I'm approaching a level of competence on the guitar, the encouragement that I felt after performing at the Hootenanny was real. My wife commented as much the next, or rather the same morning, over breakfast. I was still buzzing, if somewhat tired. I've since made it along to the Hootenanny whenever I can, and a few weeks back, three of the community played their own original songs. Mike Wagner, John Rossman, formerly intern John, and Rob Gates. Rob, by his own admission, is still very much learning to play, to the point where, and I'm quoting from memory here, so apologies Rob if I slightly misremembered, he said, "I can't really play chords yet, so it's just these notes." He then proceeded to play his lockdown-inspired song. This got me to thinking that it had been many years since I'd written anything original myself, and if Rob wasn't going to let not having the chords down stop him, what was my excuse? Therefore, inspired by the Hootenanny and the podcast, I set out to put my feelings down in song. I listed out all the various characters and references I wanted to make, knocked off a chord progression, and started working the outline into some kind of shape. Once I got the verses together, I just played what came naturally for the chorus. I think it's safe to say that the reaction when I played the song on the Hootenanny a couple of weeks back, the reaction was fairly positive. And I'm not sure who said this, so apologies again, that I should record a proper version. They probably just meant an acoustic guitar and voice that wouldn't have the compressed audio of a Zoom call. However, I got to thinking and worked it up into a slightly fuller arrangement using sample drums, which is what you can hear now on the version that I've uploaded to SoundCloud. Whilst nobody other than my long-suffering wife, and apparently she had it stuck in her head while she was out for a run, had heard the original acoustic version before I played it on the Hootenanny. Once I'd recorded the full version, Mike Wagner kindly acted as a second pair of ears to give me some feedback on the arrangement and mix. I should state that any faults of the recording are all mine. I close with a thanks to all who said such nice things about this little project. To Jim and Patrick for the Hootenanny and the podcast that inspired it. Hopefully I've managed to capture both my feelings and the spirit of the community in this song. Finally, I'd like to encourage any listeners who haven't stuck their virtual toe into the Friday night waters yet to do so. Who knows where it might lead you? Keep rocking the suburbs every day.
How about that?
Beautiful. Yeah, well said. I mean, you can't really say it any better. It just sort of outlines the whole thing. And I don't know if I could do it, Jim. I don't know if I could stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning just to, when it gets started. That's crazy. It's so touching that Stephen has been in attendance, and he's just as talented as anybody who's ever played on our podcast. Yeah. I mean, the guy's just awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, I guess we're going to play the song for everyone to hear. This is like kind of like the old days of like the MTV premiere, yeah. Right? There's That's a new right. song World by premiere. Chicago or something, right? you're going to hear it first here, right? So
gather around the radio, kids.
All right. Okay, so we're going to close out with that. And again, we encourage people, if you want to hear some good music on Friday night, come join the Friday Night Hootenanny. You can just hit us up on the social media. It's all at Suburbs Pod. We'll get you in the room, right?
That's right.
All right. It's Rockin' Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Here is The Ballad of the Hootenanny by Stephen Routledge. We'll talk to you guys later.
Suburbs of Washington, D.C. Two guys used to meet up regularly. Shoot the breeze and chew the fat. They like music, beer and all that. The paper said, let's make us a show. We need a couple of music nerds, who do we know? Dad Rock was born, too soon did it close. But Phoenix like from the ashes our heroes rose. A new show, Rockin' Suburbs was its name. Listen every day, we're just not the same. 5 days a week, the shows did come. For over 800 more, so far it has run. Intern Sam, Sammy, Matt and Mary, without whom Jim and Patrick find it scary. Behind the scenes they keep the show on the road, but they don't even share a single postcode. But now what's this? The COVID strikes. All those geese you had planned, they just took a hike. Into the breach our host did step via the Zoom into your living room. Cause it's Friday night and time to rock the hoot. So get on the Zoom and be sure to unmute. It's Friday night, it's time to rock the hoot. I hope you all dig this little tribute. From New York to LA, and a Casio is played by EBJ. Nick Scalera talking, flying none. Rob Gates is learning to play, but he still wrote a song. Mike Wagner leads the sing along, and Bobby Padovic, he plays the drums. Bill Mulligan with a music quiz. Mike Coley making beer and dodging a crucifix. Jody Gersh breaks up the old male thing. And Trip Bacon's daughter shows us how to really sing. Mike Snyder's in charge while Jim gets a drink. Maybe Shadow shows his face and causes a stink. You put Kirk Gallagher and Scott Parks together. You get curbside pickup, a Zoom-only band endeavor. Special guests, they just blow us away. But I guess this will all have to end someday. Jim wonders if it's all a fever dream. He's become a sea captain, so it would seem. Too much Phil Collins and Patrick starts walking. But maybe it's a case of, am I still talking? And I know I've forgotten to mention many names. Please forgive me, I take all the blame. But it's 3 a.m. and my wife's asleep. These hootenannies and memories will all keep. Yeah, it's Friday night and time to rock the hoot. So get on the Zoom and be sure to unmute. It's Friday night, it's time to rock the hoot. I hope you all dig this little tribute. Yeah, it's Friday night. time to rock the hoot. So Kalamazoo and be sure to unmute. It's Friday night and time to rock the hoot. I hope you all like my little tribute.
Isn't that just amazing?